the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simen Shinya test, the halacha is a bayir, page 282, Kufin Malvam Abay, Siv Zayin. Says Mechaber, continuing with what we spoke about previously, Hayalei Malilei Smear B'Shabbos. So these are things that you roll and you're able to get off the peels, the husk. So if you had these Malilei from before Shabbos, Lei Napa B'Konin. So one should not sift it with a konin, Peresh Rashi. It's a kli shereish echad rachab that one end is wide, v'shein osik min marziv, and the second side is made like a funnel. But nice na kitnias bereish rachab. You put the legumes, put the beans in the wide top, wide part. But when anei ha'oichel, you shake around the food. And miskalgal derech marziv, it rolls through the funnel. V'absilus nesh bekeli, and the waste matter remains in the vessel. So one should not sift it with a konin. And v'tamchli, pirish, what's that? Ka'ar gedol, it's a large plate. So you shake it around, and you're able to get out what you need. And says Mechaber, rather not with his two hands. What you could do is you could shake it with one hand with all your vigor. That's something that you could do. Says Mishpursev Katan Chavhei. So if someone had Malilus Mer of Shabbos, who had the same thing as the Filim Malul Ma'at B'Shabbos Rekanal, or as we said in the previous Siv, that which we let you do a little bit at a time, rolling it with your fingertips. That's also a way you could have these malilas. So you detached it from the husk. It's also allowed to blow it with one hand. Because like we'll see later on. I do not come here Shabbos. Why do we say that you had the malilas from before Shabbos? Lashmin to tell you that even many malilas. It's still that we let you go ahead and do nipuch with one hand. We don't say that that's something that cannot be done on Shabbos. Simkan chava. But don't be menapeh. Don't refine it. Bekonin v'tamchi. Why? Gzeir, it's a decree, although these are not the biblical cases, if we let you do it with konin v'tamchi, it's similar to the case of a sifter and a sieve. But that's a biblical violation, so we don't let you rabbinically even with a konin and a tamchi. And neither b'lim b'shtayodav, not even with his two hands. That is l'dab b'shtayodav ka'achas, to connect his two hands as one. B'likach b'shneim l'napecha, take with both them and to blow it. That's also not allowed. What I'm saying is the yod liot chaverta from one hand to another hand, einochin is not appropriate. Ladas Rambam, according to the opinion of the Rambam, which Sharatzinayus Chav says the Torah is makel regarding this. From the wording of the Gemara, it sounds a little bit more like the opinion of the Rambam. Look at Beis that he pushes himself regarding this. So if someone has these malilas with one hand, he could go ahead and blow it, but now with two hands, and now we're kind of tamchut. Sivchas in shayrin es hakashina. One cannot soak the karshinan, pish aruch, vitzabalaz, vetch, which is some type of animal fodder, says Mechaber, the hainu, that is, what does that mean, shirin, to soak it? Shemitza me'ayim alein b'kli, that you flood water on them in the vessel, k'deil ha'sab se'ilis, so that it removes the waste matter. L'shafanais me'yad, and neither could you rub them by hand, k'deil ha'sab se'ilis, to remove the waste matter. It's like butter. Abnais me'kvara, but you could put it in a sieve, even though the waste matter falls through the holes of the sieve. You cannot soak the karshinin. And if you have, let's say, waste matter and food that are mixed together, you can't put into water. We said naturally that's what happens. What happens is that the waste matter falls onto the bottom. Could go in offer like the earth, or let's say the waste matter will flow to the top, could go in tavern like straw, says Magen Ram, because that's a problem about boyer, a sibkon chav tes. So you can't soak the karshinan, but Michael Behem, it's a type of animal food, which the Shara Tzinois Chavav says that's how the Ram explains the Pirish Mishnais. He says, a wonder that he doesn't quote in his halachas. Or he says what it would seem over there is that he's explaining the Mishnah in a different way, that is, through the soaking, he actually makes it into a food item, or because it's a tircha ba'uchla, each Amar, according to what he holds in Shabbos, took kufnan hayam and aleph, and therefore it includes also this halacha, what's said over there. Be that as it may, he says, Mishnah Berurah, v'adin tepucha adama, same thing is regarding potatoes, b'chol ki agavna, anything similar like that. You can't put water on to get rid of the earth and the dirt that's on them. Which the Dirshus discussed this exact point, but this is a problem about, like we're saying, about butter. Sivkat Lamed. But we said you could put in the kafara, even though the waste matters in the fall through the holes of the sieve, keep in chain riskab and lekach, since that you're not intending for that, and it's a byproduct. Sift test, mishameris, a sifter. I feel tlui merib Shabbos, even if it's hanging from before Shabbos. Also leading mashmar, I mean, I'll put sediments in. Not mashmar merib Shabbos, but if you put the sediments in from before Shabbos, then mutalim mayim, then you're allowed to put water over them because the shulim lazuv, so that the liquid, the clear part, returns to flow. Says mishmar sipkan lamanav mishameris. That's a klish mesan bashmar. It's a tool that they use to sift the sediments by yain yurid zach b'tzol, and then the wine that's stuck in it flows down clearly through it. So sivkat lamid beis said even time from before Shabbos aslit mechulu, you're not allowed to put in it the shmar. Chiv chatas nami yesh b'zeh. There's even a chiv chatas mishum bayer because of bayer because shenibra oichum abseil zadezeh, because the edible part, the wine gets selected from the waste matter through that. That's what the Sharatin Ischabe says, the Rambam Paskin says, look, we say what it wrote in Bialacha, the Maslam Shameris. Or says Mishabur, or it's Bama, it's sifting, and Shamakimar, look within the Gemara. Sifkan Lamad Gimel. But if you put the Shmarim in from before Shabbos, you let it pour water on them so that it returns the Tzlulim to flow. But someone meant to say, Shia, Shmarim Tzlulim, that the sediments are going to be clear. Amayim Yizuv Mehem, and the water will flow from them. It mixes with some of the wine that remains absorbed in the shmar. Now, but Tam Shem, this is Maim Shem Barer. Why isn't that a problem about putting the water as Barer? Shamayim Shem Naisin, the water that he's putting in, Tzlulimim are clear. There's nothing in the water that you need to select from them. And so that's what the Dirsha 35 brings, that the Prima Gaon asks, even though he's not doing Barer on the water, the dugar on the wine, because that was connected and mixed in with the shmarim. And that's a lital, asked him shlom zaman. There's a correlate answer that since there's a little of wine that goes out from the shmarim, it gets mixed right in with the water, it's secondary to the water, that's not considered as boyer. Continues Mishmur, it says, mutlid mishabbos mayim agab shmarim shenishru b'chabbos. It's permitted to put on Shabbos water on the sediments that remain in the barrel. V'kolt natam, v'kolt the mayim tamayayin, and the water absorbs the taste of the wine. With tea and isa, the Shabbos, and you take it out on Shabbos, v'shayis naisa, and you drink it to the chayim. That's also okay.
Yeah, look, and the maskel the havalei kibur on mechabes sevches. He said that you can't soak the vetch, that is to flood it with water to remove the pselis, and neither could you rub it by hand because that's like bur. So Rashi's wording on this is actually the havalei bur. It is bur. So look at Prima Gadol. It's not sure if there's a chiyav of chattas. Says the Berlach, according to my humble understanding, it could be a raya from the Gemara Beit Avidal Mabez. Beis Hillel says Bor Kedark, and Mula says even you could be Madiach B'Shayla. Look at the Gemara; that's mamish like our situation. But the fact Beis Hillel says Bor Kedark, it's obvious that they permit on Yom Tov the malacha of a full fledged bor, and they didn't make it forbidden with a nafar kvar only because it looks like as if you're doing a lot for the purposes of the weekday, as the Rishonim write, like I'm from Galil, that he adds on. He says even Madiach, he could wash it. Obviously, that this also malacha Gemara that's Madiraisa, and that's the Shami within Mesach Zabeis. Sounds like a word that yeah. It is there, right? So, extend next Dibra Maschel, Afapi Shenaifa Vuhulu, that even though the Psylus falls through the holes of the sieve, that's okay. That's a word, that's Lashon of the Ram. Look over there. Lashon of Rashi regarding this is that even though sometimes it falls, etc., sounds like that he holds that if not, it would be forbidden, if it would be Psyk Resh, it would be inevitable. It's only that sometimes. Dibra Maschel Mishameris, they said, Likmash Rusiv Cotton Lamed Beis. That it's a chiyuv chatos because of boyer by the mishameres, and that's the Rambam paskins in Hachas Shabbos, and it's seem that he had a suffix who the halacha is like Rabbo, like Abzer, and he holds it. Rabbi Abzer are disagreeing on each other, not like Rashi, and that's also opinion of Taisus. Look over there, which the Dirshu 39 brings the Gemara Shabbos of Kofel Meches Manav Machligs Rabbi Abzer. Which malacha you chayev from Mishamer for the sifter on Shabbos? Rabbi says because of Boyer. Bzer says because of Merakin. Rashi over there writes that Rabbi says because of Boyer, that's meaning also because of Boyer. And you chayev also because of Merakin for sifting. Bzer says Merakin, that's only Merakin, but for Boyer you're going to be putter. However, Tesis and Shabbos Rabbi and Gimel explains that even Rabbi that says Boyer, it's Dafka because of Boyer, not Merakin. The Rambam He writes, "Habayr shmar metecha mashkin." It's a told habayr or told merakin yichay. That's what the Bei Halacha writes. The Rambam holds like Taisus that machlik zemerom if yichay because merakin. And since he wasn't sure, so he writes, "Harizah told habayr or he told his merakin." Like it's either one or the other. Says the Bei Halacha, it seems to me that Taisus and the Rambam they explain the reason of Rabbah that it's not similar to merakin because merakin you do as long as you're sifting an action with the waistband and the foot together, that you're shaking the sieve, and through that, it's selecting one type from the other one, which is not the case over here, that when you're selecting, you're not doing any action at all in the shamarim that are placed there in their place, and the wine is flowing through them, and therefore it's more similar to butter, which you take the food item, and the pesalus remains in its place where it was, where that's similar, that also considered the normal way of butter. And you should know that in our words, it also answers very well why you're not chayav according to Rabba by every miracle, also because of Bayer. And therefore, the Rambam moved himself from the Rashi's interpretation. Look at the Beis what he writes in the opinion of the Rambam, which Dershu 40 brings it. The Beis explains that the Rambam holds a Rabba that says because of Bayer is even because of Bayer, and chayav also because of miracle, that the way Rashi explains. And the Rambam passes like Rabba. Either Rambam writes, Reza tells Bayer or he tells the miracle. What he means to say is that he chayav because of both Bayer and because of miracle. But says the Bei Halacha, what appears to my humble understanding, says I wrote. It says afterwards, I found the Yerushalmi that it's explicit over there. Which the Yerushalmi actually says, "Bzerim Rebchir Barashi in name of Shmuel Masham is Chayv Mishum Boyer." Bzeri says, "Lemistabed Lo Mishum Merakin." That's the Yerushalmi Perek Tan. So explicit that holds that Yichayv because of Boyer, holds that you're not Chayv because of Merakin. Where the Muchach Shemehetya is explicit over there that one who holds because of Boyer does not hold because of Merakin, not like Rashi. And so the Kamen Eder already points out this question on Rashi's Pirish. Look over there. The Maschal Philip Tluya, we said regarding Meshameres, even if it's hanging from before Shabbos, you're not put in the Shmarim. That this is that, I mean, it's stretched out on the opening of the hole, a certain vessel that it filters through it, because to hang it in Shabbos, but sure, it's also as we brought previously in Simit Shin Tez, Bava Sev Tez. The Maschal Litin Bashmarim, it's forbidden to put inside of the Shmarim on Shabbos, but you're permitted to put in from before Shabbos into the Meshanaris, and the wine flows from it on Shabbos as Arzirua. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 32. Even if a person has a mind to eat the food right away, Prima Gadim writes that it's forbidden because when you're soaking it in water, it separates the waste matter and the food items one from each other. So it's considered that the psalus is separating from the oichel, and I'll do that even immediately, says the Tilda of it, because you have to separate the good from the bad. And in dish number 33, soaking fruits in water for the purposes of removing a substance that doesn't have, just like the chemicals, but not like any substance, chaznish holds, that's not a problem about butter, since that it's not recognizable, that dirt. It doesn't have a name of psalus. That's also a pinim shlom azam, and that's has been true shibalevi. Now, washing fruits that are dirty beneath the stream of water, let's say from the sink, so Shibalevi is not sure if there's a problem because there's a bar, because even though removing the dirt from the fruits through soaking is included in bar, that's this sieve, it's possible that washing them beneath the stream of water is not qualified like bar, rather like just washing, it's permitted, just like it's permitted to wash vessels from the dirt that's on them, as burning Gemara Shabbos that covered Ches Mebeis, that you're allowed to wash plates. And he writes that it's possible to be lenient and to wash them close to when you're eating them. That's written in Ketzitz HaShulchan, that's written in Shom Zaman, Rebbe Yashav, however, it's appropriate for a person to wash the fruits from before Shabbos. And the Chaznish is that even washing fruits that are dirty beneath the faucet is forbidden because of Bara, and that's also forbidden on the Skrel. It's the difference between this and to washing vessels from the dirt that's on them, that there's no Issa Bara, and the Skrel explains that Malacha Bara is remedying something from what it's selected from. And vessels, since the norm is to utilize them and then to go clean them after every time you use it, so washing from the waste matter that's on them is not considered like being Masak and the Kaili. But removing waste matter from fruits that are dirty is considered ticking the pears, and that's considered as Bara. A similar svar is brought in the name of Shlom Mizam and the Shmir Shabbos. Shmuel Orbach explains that a kli is something that's meant to last for a long time, and therefore even when some dirt is on it, connected to it, it's not a tarab, it's not a mixture, and removing it is considered like just washing, not selecting. However, fudan, since nature is that it gets destroyed and turns into waste matter, therefore when dirt or some waste matter is connected to it, so it's mixed with it, removing it would be considered as bayir. Dish number 34, Sifan Mishabura, that even though the water gets mixed with the sediments, and the Meshameres selects it from them, There's no problem about bur. And this halacha, the Chaznesh learns, permitted to utilize a faucet that you have some type of aerator there. They have like some type of a filter. Even if it gathers over there sand, and even though the water is mixed in with it in the sand, comes out that it's filtering from it. However, since that they enter into the faucet when they're clear, it doesn't bother us at a certain stage so that it gets dirty from the sand. Tishrei 35, the Megillah asks, we said that, even though there's no bar in the water, still bar in the wine. Addition number 36, a food item. Actually, no.